time now for the post-game coaches show brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. So give Ashton a call at 704-696-2424. The head coach of the Wildcats in his 28th season, Bob McKillop, joins us at courtside. And, Coach, it was hard work tonight against those Minutemen.
Well, it certainly was. And, you know, when you have players like LuWayne Pipkins and Malik Hines and Carl Pierre and C.J. Anderson, you've got a group of players that are talented. This is a team that was one basket away from beating Rhode Island. This is a team that I think they beat Providence earlier in the year. So this is not reflective of the record that they have. It's reflective of their performance tonight. Was reflective of the talent that they have, and they're pretty talented.
Coach, I know that Pipkins got 31 points, but defensively, you doubled him on the high ball screen a lot and made life pretty tough for him with the ball.
Yeah, but he also had 9 assists, John, and, you know, we were kind of out of position on the backside, allowing Malik Hines to catch 2 or 3 passes for easy layups. You saw the one at the end of the game. Keyshawn Pritchard did a great job tracing the out-of-bounds pass, and then he recovered, and then he lent support on that pass from Pipkins to Malik Hines and made that interception, and that was a critical point in the game, and that was kind of missing for a good part of the game, but Keyshawn made a great play right there.
Peyton Aldridge, once again, redundant or not, a wonderful game, 38 points and 14 rebounds.
Yeah, he was sensational, and, you know, they switched at all 5 positions, and, of course, he's going to get mismatches, and you know, and in the mismatches, it becomes a wrestling contest, and that's why he got to the line 10 times. But he was just sensational, as he has been all year long.
I thought you got a really good performance, especially in the first half, from Will McGarity.
Yeah, Will also did a great job protecting the rim. You know, he was at the front of the rim on numerous occasions, changing shots, affecting shots. Of course, he did score points for us, catching and finishing. And it's something that we worked on this week after he was stripped once at Virginia Commonwealth on a catch in the paint. We worked on Thursday and Friday and even today in the workout, in the shoot-around, of him catching the ball and coaches whacking his arm and him trying to catch and score. And that paid off for him tonight because he finished everything in the paint.
You threw a lot of defensive looks at them tonight, a lot of changing things.
Yeah, there were 4 different ball screen defenses, a switch, a trap, a hedge, a slide. We played some zone, not very much, but we played some zone. And, of course, it's dangerous playing zone with Pipkins and with Pierre in particular. And, of course, McLean made 2 out of 4 as well. So you got 3 perimeter guys, and they do a great job of spacing on the arc, so it makes our zone very difficult. We extended the court a little bit, and as you saw, 23 Anderson is a point forward who does a terrific job of getting the ball up the court at a very fast rate, and that allowed them to make some of those baskets down the stretch.
Rebounding was the strength for the Wildcats tonight, a 35-25 advantage over the Minutemen at that position.
Well, of course, Peyton led us right there with the double-double, 38 points and 14 rebounds, and I thought he vacuumed everyone up. I thought John did a great job, as he always does on the glass, on a defensive glass, and that's so pivotal. And then Will chipped in quite a bit as well. So having that 10-rebound edge was important, and we continued to have that edge on the defensive glass.
55% shooting from the field tonight. I would think you're pleased with that.
Well, John, you look at the numbers, and we took 49 shots, and they took 61. So they took 12 more shots than us. Part of it was our turnovers. I think that was a big part. We had the 3 turnovers in the first half that were really unforced. But when you shoot 55 from the floor and 40 from 3 and 75 from the line, you should have a pretty good advantage at the final score. And I think the turnovers really was a problem for us tonight.
How would you grade your defense tonight overall?
Well, when a team shoots 47 and 42 from you, not very good. We did limit them in terms of the number of fouls. They only had 11 foul shots, which is good, and we've really tried to work at that, playing without fouling. So I'd say we get a C grade on our defense tonight.
Late in the season, Coach, where everybody has some wear and tear, this is a physical sport, a tiring sport. As far as the physicality is concerned, how do you feel your team is as far as health is concerned?
Well, I think we're in better shape than Garrick Shannon, the referee who got knocked to the ground, poor guy, and I thought he tore his ACL, and I hope he's all right, but fortunately we came out of this unscathed tonight.
Well, Coach, congratulations. A good win over UMass, and you're home again next week against Fordham as you continue this journey through the A-10.
Yeah, we had a terrific crowd tonight. Great to have their support. I think they energized us. They were up on their feet, a vital factor in our success, and you know, this is a team that is now 15-10, 10-4 in the A-10. And, you know, second place, we're fighting for it. And Wednesday night at Fordham, with Fordham coming in with their record and the fact that we beat them by a significant margin up in the Bronx, that is no way going to have us sleeping as to what we have to do. We better be ready to play on Wednesday night.
Congratulations, Coach McKillop.
Thank you, John.
That's Coach Bob McKillop. Brought to you by Nationwide Insurance and the Griffin Agency. Ashton Lloyd is the man there, a 1992 Davidson graduate who can manage all of your home, auto, life insurance needs. You can call Ashton at 704-696-2424.